here's a story from The World.
Many Europeans are packing for their first summer vacation since COVID restrictions were lifted, but something different is threatening their time off. Strikes by airline employees. Cabin crews are demanding raises and better working conditions. This weekend, walkouts led to dozens of canceled or delayed flights across the continent. And unions say this is just the beginning. Jerry Haddon has more from Spain and France.
Carmen Hernandez and her husband are kicking off the summer with a few days vacation in Albania. They've come to Barcelona's airport well on time.
Mucha gente. Que hemos venido temprano porque pensábamos que igual podía haber mucha gente.
There might be a lot of people here, laughs Hernandez, pulling a suitcase across the airport parking lot. We've got 3 hours before our flight. Normally, an hour and a half is enough time for European flights, but Hernandez's instincts are pretty good. This is the first day of summer vacation, and there are lots of people here. People and problems. This could be a hint of the summer to come. It's Friday morning, and cabin crews for the low-cost Irish airline Ryanair are protesting in front of arrivals.
Nos bajaron el salario base, nos quitaron como unas pagas extra que teníamos.
They've lowered our base salary, says flight attendant Florencia Basenko. They took away our annual bonus payments. They need to give us back what we had before COVID, she says, because travel is back. We're working as hard as ever. Basenko says Ryanair cabin crew members take home around $1,200 a month. She says that's not enough to live on. Today's group of strikers is passionate but small, about 15 people. They admit they're not having much impact on flights yet. The government passed a minimum service law, says striker Pedro Medina Billetia. All flights must offer minimum services. I've got to rush home and get my uniform, he says, because I'm flying in just a bit. If we refuse, we'll be breaking the law. The Spanish government has discretion to set minimum services. It's done so in this case in a bid to save the country's struggling tourism industry. It could be why Ryanair CEO Michael O'Leary was so dismissive of the strike before it even began.
We may have a small number of flights delayed or cancelled, but we think these strikes have no support.
O'Leary made his comments on British TV's iNews.
They're the last kind of sting of a dying wasp.
But labour unions say O'Leary may have spoken too soon, underestimated their stinging power. Because worker discontent isn't confined to Barcelona. In Bordeaux in southwest France, Ryanair crews walked out on Saturday. Same in Belgium, Portugal, and Italy. Strikes are planned all summer long. Workers at other airlines are threatening to join in. As the weekend progresses, the walkouts are forcing Ryanair to cancel or delay dozens of European flights. In Bordeaux, the airline has just one bag checker working midday on Saturday. A line of some 500 people stretches across the terminal down into the food court. Way at the end wait Tony and Joe Scott from London. They're trying to stay calm.
How long do you have for a diet, Ryan?
How's it going?
So we're anticipating a problem, but we'll see.
You just assume that there'll be a strike wherever you're going and get stoical about it.
A young guy just in front of them, Gérald Deschaussois, is less poised. He's supposed to present a film at a festival in Italy later that day.
The line isn't moving at all. I think we've been here for 20 minutes,
let's
say.
And
we haven't moved at all.
For travelers, the delays and chaos will likely worsen as peak tourist season arrives, because the problem isn't just strikers and short-staffed airlines. Airports themselves can't find enough workers for security and baggage handling. In terminals across Europe, many staff simply haven't returned after the long enforced break caused by COVID-19. Case in point, Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris. It has 2,000 job openings. Barcelona economist Antonio Núñez says the pandemic caused people to rethink their lives and their jobs. To lure them back, he says, airlines must make work more attractive.
Sí, al final no hay más, no hay recetas mágicas. Al final es incrementando los salarios.
There's no magic formula, he says. The industry needs to raise workers' wages. But Núñez adds, raising salaries will drive ticket prices up. Add to that today's record inflation rates, he says, plus the global spike in fuel prices, and Europe could be seeing the end of Ryanair's model of cheap, bare-bones flights.
Igual que vas al supermercado, ya tienes
We accept that our grocery bills are going up, Nunez says. Same deal with air travel. Europeans will eventually get used to paying more to fly, Nunez says, or find other ways to travel. But for this summer, unless unions and airlines shake hands fast, vacationers will most likely suffer delays, chaos, and cancellations. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.